Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That defined a generation.
Hello!
Linkin Park is back, and this week 106.5 The End has your tickets. Listen for the keyword every day in the hours of 7, 11, and 5 for your chance to go to the show September 17th at Golden One Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Get all the details at endonline.com.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
When your name's on the paint job, your primer better hold up. Painter's Trust kills primers for serious adhesion, stain blocking, and a finish that lasts. Now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same day or next day delivery, or order online and pick it up in store. Kills Primers. Pro results. Faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
Hey, Zach, are you smiling at my gorgeous canyon view?
No, Donald. I'm smiling because I've got something I want to tell the whole world.
Well, do it. Shout it out.
T-Mobile's got home internet.
Whoa, I love that echo.
T-Mobile's got home internet.
How much is it?
Look at that, Zach. We got the neighbor's attention.
Just $35 a month. And you love a great deal, Denise.
Plus, they've got a 5-year price guarantee. That's 5 whole trips around the sun.
I'm switching.
Yes, T-Mobile home internet for the neighborhood.
Donald, you still haven't returned my weed whacker.
Carl, don't you embarrass me like this, please.
What's everyone yelling about?
T-Mobile's got home internet.
And Donald's got my weed whacker.
Yes, T-Mobile's got home internet. Just $35 a month with auto pay and any voice line. And it's guaranteed for 5 years.
Beautiful yodeling, Carl.
Taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com/ISP for details and exclusions.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey,
we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving.
You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call, here to talk to you about official pest prevention. The other day, I went into my garage to get a drink out of the garage fridge, turned on the light, and guess what I saw?
What?
Roaches.
No, yep. Gavin!
And they all went scurrying.
No!
So I was like, I'm calling official pest boys.
Listen, we have these tiny little ants in my new house that would come up through my drain. Official pest came, haven't seen one. Not one since.
That is what they do. There's a reason why they've got 25 years of experience and 40,000 happy clients and a 4.9 client rating. It's because they are the best in town. Go and make an appointment today. Have them come out to your house to get rid of the summer pests just like we do. Go to officialpestprevention.com or
officialpestprevention.com.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
When your name's on the paint job, your primer better hold up. Painter's Trust kills primers for serious adhesion, stain blocking, and a finish that lasts. Now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same day or next day delivery, or order online and pick it up in store. Kills Primers. Pro results faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
Hey, bargain shoppers. Did you know there's a brand new grocery outlet in your area? At the new grocery outlet in Sacramento, you can cut your grocery bill in half with their deals on brand name items. Find amazing deals on fresh produce, meat, dairy, and wine. That's fresh finds on every aisle. These are actual everyday savings on the incredible name brand groceries you know and love. It's no wonder all customers end up feeling such bliss at Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Now open at 1309 Fulton Avenue. See you there.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Catch all the action at Sky River Casino. Enjoy over 80 table games, more than 2,100 slot machines, and a thrilling high limit room. Plus, with 18 elevated restaurants, bars, and lounge destinations, and Sky River rewards that add up and up, there's something for everyone. Just minutes from Sacramento, right off Highway 99 in Elk Grove. Join in the fun and experience new heights. Sky's the limit at Sky River Casino. Visit skyriver.com today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This hour of hits on 106.5 The End.
Sponsored by Macy's. Macy's Labor Day sale is the best time to update your home because it's their lowest prices of the season on everything from sofas to beds and more. But these lowest prices of the season won't last, so hurry into Macy's today.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
I love saying my wife. It sounds so adult. That's my wife. It's great. You sound like a person. I said it even before we were married. We were just dating, and we were once getting on an airplane, and Anna's ticket didn't say anything, and my ticket said priority access. It doesn't matter why. But we were getting on, and I said, can my wife board with me? And they were like, yes, of course, right this way. And I was like, oh, that is so much better than all those times I was like, can my girlfriend come? And yeah, I shouldn't have said it that way, but still. My wife just has some to it, you know? Get away from my wife! No one talk to my wife! Marriage is gonna be very magical. I didn't kill my wife! That's like, ooh! Who's that fella?
Monday, September 8th, 2025. It is the Wake Up Call, and it's 106.5 The End. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, Here we are. Here you are. And it's a Monday. A Monday of 5 days.
Oh, because we...
Last week was four. Although, I mean, we've all talked about this before. When your week gets shortened, it just feels longer.
Feels much longer.
Yeah. Now, you... And it probably felt forever for you because you were sick last week.
And let me tell you, I was...
Minutes were hours.
I was coming apart at the seams. Just sitting in that house. And, of course, like, the kids are in school. And then my boyfriend would leave for work, and I'd just be like...
Katie would text me and Kevin and just be like, I gotta come back.
I gotta do something.
What are you guys doing? What are you doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, hi. Hi. Yeah, not good.
Hopefully everybody had a fun weekend. Katie went on a trip. We'll talk about that coming up on the show. I hurt my back again.
Oh, no. What'd you do this time?
It was at the gym, and I was doing burpees, and...
Gavin!
You're going too fast on the burpees.
Why
if
would you be doing burpees at all? You're
you
somebody
know
that has
back.
To get...
Epidurals.
Epidurals Why? Into your spine.
Well, the epidurals make it feel better, and they kind of trick you. They even told me that would happen. They're like, you're going to feel no more pain, but because of that, you have to constantly remind yourself you are somebody with a bad back. And I got to tell you, I've Googled this. Like a lot, it happens to tons of people. It's hard to remember that you have a bad back when you feel no pain. So, I mean, for months and months and months, I've been fine to do anything and everything at the gym. And it's been fantastic. And I think I pushed it a little too far as far as the time in between epidurals.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting toward the end. You're supposed to get, or not supposed to, you can get an epidural every 3 to 4 months. And I'm approaching 5.5 months.
Uh-huh.
So, and I kept saying, like, I want to see if I can push it a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm a guy.
But you can't.
Huh?
You can't push it.
Well, I was doing okay. If I chose to live a sedentary lifestyle, I probably would have been able to make it to 6 months.
Well, okay.
But.
Unless you had some sort of fall.
But I don't fall.
Come on.
I have very secure
feet. I've seen you fall.
Nope. You've seen me trip.
No.
When's the last time I fell?
You used to fall out of your chair like more than any person I've ever met. Like you'd be up and then you'd just be down. And it's like, I don't.
Those chairs at the old studio were death traps. Not my fault. I blamed engineering. And at the time, Entercom.
I don't think Kevin or I fell out of a single chair.
Never.
And no. You would take the whole chair with you.
Yeah.
Like you would. It would just be.
If I go, we all go. That's what I always say if I'm going to fall out of a chair. If I fall at a restaurant, tablecloth. Come on. You come with me.
You know what? That is another time that you fell.
At a restaurant?
When you were yanking your daughter out of a restaurant in Disneyland.
Oh.
And she was losing her mind. And you were pissed off about it. And then you also fell down in front of her.
It was at a Denny's. My. It was at a Denny's. And they like either.
But weren't you guys at Disneyland?
Yeah. It was as we were leaving. And they either mopped the floor with grease or never mopped the floor. But whatever it was, yes, it was a slick floor, and I was holding her, and there is no coming back as far as your pride goes.
No, after you just stay down at that. In fact, if anything, you have to make it seem worse.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm going to need an ambulance.
Yep.
Because
okay.
That is less humiliating than the, I'm okay.
Right. She was yelling, and who mopped the floor with grease? Think it's funny? Get me Denny. Bring him out here. Or her.
Dennis.
So anyway, I sent an email to my my back doctor immediately from the parking lot being like, hey, it's me. Let's get the ball rolling on the process to get another one. I wish I could treat it just like I could treat like getting a haircut, where I just show up, be like,
hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How long's the wait for an epidural? 30 minutes? No, I'll wait. It's fine. Okay. But I got it. But all the insurance companies got to wet their beaks, you know, so you have to go and you have to have an appointment before to talk about
really?
Stuff. It's so dumb. It's so annoying. And I even think that they think it's dumb too, but you have to have the pre-meeting and then where you just sit around and talk. Do you still have a bad back? Yeah. That's why I'm here. And they go, okay, check. All right, we'll go to the front desk and schedule the epidural, which then has to be like 2 weeks after that.
That is such a waste of everybody's time.
It seriously
Now, are you going to admit how you hurt your back?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell them.
I wouldn't.
Why? What do you think they're going to do, yell at me?
Well, I think the next time you need one, they're going to be like, push them to the back of the list.
Why would they do that?
Because you're not taking it seriously.
Right. I'm taking it more seriously than most of the people that go in there.
Would you know if that's true? You're interviewing everybody?
Because they say, lose weight. That's the number one thing they say to people with bad backs.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the people that are going in there, I've seen them time after time. They're not losing weight.
Every single one. You've seen every single one of them.
I've seen two.
Okay.
And they're because we're all kind of on the same rotation.
Okay.
But at
doesn't
least
doesn't seem like a big enough sample.
At least I'm trying.
No, I understand. But I still, I wouldn't tell him.
Yeah. All right. So what should I say?
to blame it on them.
Yeah.
This is their fault?
Yeah. The epidural say maybe wasn't strong enough.
Maybe do a good epidural this time.
Right.
Give me some big juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say like, listen, I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
I need big juice. I told you that from the beginning and you didn't listen.
The needle that they use is already like this. What is that? Like 12 inches? Something like that? 10 inches? Is big. I can't imagine a bigger needle than that.
Well, I don't think it's a bigger needle. I think it's just more.
That's what they'd say. You want more juice? It's got to be a bigger needle.
Okay.
It's going to look like a Starbucks straw.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. I want to switch gears, and I found something. You know how social media and everybody's coming up with just like terms for things now? Even if it's stuff that we've had, or, you know, writing or the things that we've had for a really long time, now it has a fun, cutesy name to make it go viral. This, I don't think we ever had a name for, but I kind of like it. And it's called clock botching. Clock botching.
When you set your clock to a different time to try to trick you?
No, but that's a good one, too. This is when you take a small task at work and you take much longer on it to extend it throughout your day so that you don't have to do anything else.
Oh,
interesting. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah. My brain would want to do the exact opposite.
Get it done quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. At first, I'm like, I get it. Like, if we had a normal job.
Yeah.
Where we have to go in, I don't know what people do, like, in offices, but, like, their boss would be like, give me a report. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Okay. And you're like, okay. All right. But before you do that, can I get a quick rundown of all the numbers from August?
Q4.
From Q4. Mm. And then I don't know. Like, I'm saying things that I've heard people say. I don't know what it means. But like, let's assume that's a task that takes like 30 minutes at the most.
Okay.
You just spend all day doing that so that you never have to get around to doing the report.
But you do have to do the report.
Ah.
Oh, but it takes longer. So this is for people who feel like they're not getting paid enough for their time, so they'll do one task,
okay,
but extend it for a work period.
But then, like, you still know that you have this next thing, like...
They don't care. They're setting their own pace and saying, hey, this is how fast I'm going. Tomorrow I'll get to the next task.
My anxiety,
it sounds lazy to
my
me.
My anxiety could never let me
right.
do that. If somebody came to me and said, hey, you're taking too long on something, yeah. I would burst into tears. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't. I'd apologize. I'd give them one of my kids. Like,
why?
I don't like disappointing people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I think Kevin's right, though. It's kind of, it is lazy, but it's also mixed with strategy, which is interesting.
I don't think, the work is still there.
Yeah, we used to know somebody who, he was like the poster boy for the expression, work harder, not smarter.
Yeah.
And he would just spend 12, 13 hours a day at work. And it was because he had nothing else.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Who did you think I was talking about?
Jason.
Oh, well, he's another one. The guy that we used to do the show with, if you've listened to the show for a really long time, his name was Jason, and it was like...
His name is still Jason. He's still alive.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. So we would watch him take something that would only take 5 minutes to do.
Sometimes at the very most. If you were stretching it out, it would take 5 minutes.
And he would make it last hours. Hours. And I don't know if that's clock botching, I do not support this.
Oh, okay. That you don't support.
No, no.
Okay.
Because you're crazy people if that's the case. You're making your coworkers nuts.
I always thought that that was a control thing because we couldn't leave. Like, he'd have to do stuff before we could do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have stuff we have to do to finish out our day. But he had to do a couple things first before we could get to the tasks that we needed to do. And I always felt like that was his way of, like, controlling us and our time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but that's kind of like what Kevin said. They're setting their own, how did you put it, Kevin?
Their own pace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is a control thing. Oh, I don't like clock botchers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking this back. I'm taking it all back.
There was a time that you did think it was a good idea?
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago. Coming up next, Katie got to eat at the Vanderpump restaurant over the weekend, which was a dream come true. So why is she so pissed off about it? Well, she's going to tell us next on The Wake Up Call.
Throwing petals like, do you love me or not? Head is spinning and they don't know when to stop. You said forever, babe, did you mean it or not? Hold on. Leave me on red, baby, but I still get the message. Instead of a line, it's three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, babe, you know I respect it. But if you need time, just take your time. Honey, I get it, I get it, I get it. Way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. It's like, will you catch him or not? I'm Cupid with arrows, babe. I'm just shooting my shot. If I could get in, drop me a pin, hop in the and come over. Don't wanna be friends, just skin to skin. I wanna get closer, closer. The way you got me all in my head. Think I'm better than you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it.
One of her dreams, her reality show dreams, and eat at the Vanderpump Rules restaurant.
Well, it's called
one of them.
It's called Wolf by Vanderpump. Yeah, it's Wolf. A Lisa Vanderpump restaurant.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump, of course, was a real housewife that turned into the creator of the show Vanderpump Rules, which followed around servers and staff from one of her restaurants called Sir in Hollywood, and their work drama, their life drama, and it really did become kind of a cultural phenomenon.
Okay.
Lisa's restaurants are extravagant to say the least.
Okay.
It is like eating inside a chandelier. Oh. That's the only way I know how to describe it.
Okay.
And
like funhouse mirrors?
No, there's trees inside and there's chandeliers that spin and the furniture's really big and over the top. And like, I'll show you pictures, but it's a feast for the eyes.
Okay.
And it's like not fine dining, but it's, you know, high end.
Okay.
And my boyfriend D'Lo and I had gone to Tahoe to see Teddy Swims, and we were staying in the hotel where Wolf is. He very sweetly tried to get us a reservation not available. It was way too late. We did this all very last minute. So we check into the hotel. He goes down to the restaurant and he goes, okay, it's only like a 35-minute wait if we just come and stand in line. I go, incredible.
Do you have to be present? You have to wait?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we get ready for the concert, head downstairs. Now, there's already, I don't want to say a significant line, but probably 15 to 20 people in line.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there are people coming in another line that had reservations, and they're getting in pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So 35 minutes turns into 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Turns into an hour. Turns into an hour and a half.
Oh my God, that's too long to wait for food.
I would have went to go say something.
To who?
The front desk lady.
And say what?
Say, you quoted me 35 minutes. Why haven't we been in? Give
Here's
me that
the
reservation.
Thing. The staff was not the problem.
Oh.
The problem was the people in that line.
Uh-oh.
Because I could hear them. I could hear the people in front of me. And you know what they were saying? They were saying things like, who is Lisa? Who is Lisa Vanderpump?
Okay.
They thought that this was just some restaurant in a casino. They didn't realize that they had found themselves at the motherland. These are people that don't like the arts. These are people that don't care about pop culture. And these are people that are keeping me from famous goat cheese balls.
When you say arts, you mean reality TV?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Okay. I am someone who supports the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, we're like now like three parties from the front. And it felt like every time a new party was called up from the like standing line or whatever, the wait to be seated line.
Standby?
Yeah, standby. Yeah. It would take another 20 minutes for the next person to be called, next group to be called. So there's this group and it's like four people, like two couples, and they're ha ha ha, who's Lisa? Is she a chef? I said, is she a chef?
You did not talk to these people.
Okay, hold on. They asked the people in front of us, do you know who she is?
Did they?
I didn't give him a chance to answer.
Okay.
I said, and apparently I did this with...
And you were probably hangry at this point, too?
I was accused of being hangry because apparently I responded with too much stank.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you did.
And D'Lo turns to me and he goes, that was very aggressive. I said, she's a restaurateur, okay, from Vanderpump Rules. She's very fit. Many red. No. Okay. And then one of them just goes, yeah, she's hot for 70. I said,
is she 70?
She's probably older than that. I don't
know.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't
look
know
her
that.
Find out
okay,
how.
Okay. Let's see. Lisa Vanderpump.
The was worse. Here's what was so much worse. Watching people, and I did this for an hour and a half, watching people walk into this restaurant with a reservation, and I knew good and goddamn well they didn't know why they were there.
All right.
They didn't know that all the lighting was done by Nicolaine. They didn't know. You know what they should have had? It should have been three Billy Goats Gruff, okay? And you can't pass unless you answer three riddles from a troll.
Is that how the Billy Goats Gruff?
I'm pretty sure, right?
So you wanted to gatekeep that restaurant from anybody who wasn't a fan of the television show.
I would like to prioritize the people that put this place on the map.
Yeah.
Are you sure that the reservation people were people who also didn't know the show?
Yeah, I do.
Because I was going to say, it seems like the reservation people are the ones that probably
are the big fans.
Are the big fans.
So you think a group of like 68-year-olds, all six of them, were there because they're big Vanderpump Rules fans?
Well, you should have said she's 70. So maybe they're friends.
Well, she's actually 64, so Lisa's pissed at you.
Well, I get it, boy. Lisa. It's fine.
But you did eventually get in.
Right.
And there's a very funny video that you guys shot.
So funny.
If you want to see the video, text in the word pump, P-U-M-P, P-U-M-P, to watch it. It's very funny.
I do have to.
And it gives you an idea of how I imagine the entire night went for poor Pilo.
Oh, that's Pilo our whole life. Like, this is our entire life.
Yeah.
I do have to say, God bless this man who stood in a line.
Right.
Listening to me bitch like that.
For 90 minutes.
No, even more. Watching people walk in and me just cross my arms and look at him and go, like, just blank face, like, you and I both know they don't know who Stassi Schroeder is. Right. They could not finish this sentence, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. Oh.
But he doesn't watch the shows either, so he didn't know.
No, but he was with a fan, so you go.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.